Grandson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis church pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting, and we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in. The mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship, Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Rapids 2004 graduate Ryan Duxbury was honored as a hometown hero of the game in Minnesota this weekend. After graduating from the University of Minnesota Duluth, Ryan was hired as a police officer for the Roseville Police Department in a suburb of Minneapolis. He was shot in the head responding to an active shooter 296 days ago. Ryan was featured on the Jumbotron at the Xcel Energy Center while fans showed appreciation for his service and sacrifices. Special voting deputies will be administering absentee voting at Portage County Healthcare Center on Tuesday, February 7th. These deputies, appointed by the City of Stevens Point, will start administering absentee voting at 10:30 a.m. at the facility for the February 21st election. Family members of residents may be present at the time of voting. In sports, the Bucks beat New Orleans yesterday, 135-110. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 4 above. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 12 below. Tonight, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 11. Partly cloudy skies Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 22. 19 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hear that, Brian?
Whoa, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers, the big guy doing the shoulder roll. That's Brian Kelly.
I'm doing the shoulder roll. It's really good. It's a fun thing.
It's a fun Monday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. For Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. You're holding down the fort over there in the Shaw, big guy.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. We're having fun over here. I had a great weekend. I had a really amazing weekend, actually. Got to see a basketball tournament. I got to experience a really, like, you ever watch the TV show This Is Us?
I have not.
Okay, so there... they're known for big romantic gestures, you know, really cool things like getting really cool gifts for people or doing like, oh, look at this wonderful thing that I did that's amazingly and thoughtful and makes me feel like everybody else normal feel horrible about, you know, the wonderful gesture that you did. So
they also do generational storytelling, right? Where it's like several different eras.
Yeah, at the same like, time. So, yeah. And they all,
it's an interesting, yeah.
Well, it's cool because rather than doing flashbacks to explain why a character feels a certain way, you experience how that person felt that way and why like they right. experienced that. And then you also experience how they deal with it as an adult.
That's how Animal Kingdom, a show I watch, has been doing, continued on for several seasons now because of that. Incorporating past storytelling, similar, I think, to...
It's us. I like multi-layered storytelling, but the entire thing is the point I brought it up is that they do big romantic gestures type of thing, and I got to witness one in person for Amy's uncle. We went out to a Italian restaurant in the Bayview area, very fantastic place, Santino's, really cool, awesome, you know, old school Italian-y type of place, and it's you have to get reservations only. It's fantastic. Had a lot of us there. We were all drinking and loud and fun. It's Amy's family, so we all had to go gather outside somewhere for some reason. This is like Saturday night, like the middle of the snowstorm.
Everybody kicked you out in the middle of the snowstorm.
Like in the middle of the snowstorm, we're like, get your coats on. And we're like, okay, let's go. This is the type of thing you get out for like a proposal or something like that. But I mean, the guys. 70 years old. You know, that's what they're celebrating. It's not like, and this is from, and the person who's clearly coordinated, this is the nephew. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's let this play out. This guy's awesome. And I like both of them. They're really cool people. But it was weird because I didn't know what to anticipate.
Yeah. So all of a sudden you're just going outside.
There's a porch out the back, and it's a snowstorm, and there's all this snow coming down and everything. It's like that was like the heaviest part too, where like thick flakes are coming down. And I noticed that the area had been shoveled out recently, and I'm like, that's interesting. So we're all gathered on this deck in the back, and all of a sudden you start hearing boom, 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 boom. And it's like five or six of the Wisconsin tubas. Like from the Wisconsin marching band, like they're like some of them came in from Madison to do this gig type of thing. Like there was,
yeah.
because the uncle is a huge Wisconsin alum, and he's, you know, really big into this type of thing. So he melted and lit up. It was freaking amazing. So, but I never thought that I would be sitting out in the middle of a snowstorm, laughing and crying at the same time while watching a 70-year-old dance in the middle of the snow.
Yeah, just some good old Wisconsin tubas.
To the Wisconsin tubas, who were fantastic. They were just really, really well. They were on point. Everything they did was great, and they took a request, and it was fantastic. It was a really cool experience. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was also in Milwaukee for the snowstorm that took place on Saturday, and I was there for a birthday as well. Big shout out to my dad, who turned undisclosed age over the weekend, but got to spend some time with him, the niece, and the nephews. It was an excellent time. Drive back wasn't as much fun, you know. I-94 in the snow is always an interesting endeavor, I guess, to
just
call it.
Just you and the mammoth trucks.
Well, no, I honestly, very few semis. Very, very few semis. I don't know if they just planned on
even
the snow
they were
or
like,
they just decided.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, they weren't going to do it. But always fascinated by the people that go 30 miles an hour when there's inclement weather. Like, it wasn't that bad. And I don't know. It's always an interesting endeavor.
No matter how much you want the other people to go fast, don't get close to them.
No. Yeah, you always have to.
Just a little tip out there for driving.
Caution. Yeah. Well, and I can understand the I-3990 backup that took place north of Janesville or around the Janesville area last week. That was just tragic.
Same time at the border of 94 as well. Like right past Kenosha.
So I totally. I mean, proceed with caution. I just didn't think that the weather conditions when I was driving required a 30-mile-an-hour drive. But some people were doing that, and if whatever it takes to get you home safely, that's the most important part. But it was a great weekend all around, Brian. Yeah. And I see you're repping my old high school colors.
Yeah, I got to see. the girls had a tournament this weekend at the OC at the
I always laugh because I was literally on my way to Milwaukee when a text from you pops up on the Apple CarPlay, and Kelsey just looks at me and she goes, why is Brian texting on the weekend? And I was like, I don't mind Brian texts on the weekend. Like, you can text me whenever you want. I usually know it's not a work-related text. Yeah,
unless it's an emergency.
I was going to say, sometimes it is, but I was like, Brian can text me whatever. So it plays out over the a hands-free device that's playing over the car speakers, and you're asking what row I'm sitting in the high school picture for Oak Creek that I was in, I won't say how many years ago, but it was more recently than you thought, I guess.
It's fine. It's fine.
And Kelsey's like, why is he asking you that question? And I was like, well, I'm assuming he's there at one of the high school, he's got to be there for an event, and it was a basketball tournament for your daughter.
Yeah. I couldn't find you still, even with the directions.
I have a version of that picture in my garage, so I'm going to have to go take a picture of where I am in the picture and send it to you.
Circle it.
Yes.
Because I'm also, remember, it's also at the bottom of the thing, so I have to squat down to see it or bend over the whole time. And I don't care, but a lot of people, I mean, it's in the middle of the giant hallway, and a lot of kids don't. Let's say they're 10-year-olds running around, and they're about the same height as where I would be bending from. So I just don't do that very much. So the point is that, didn't see it.
You couldn't find me in my class photo.
But something I learned, very, very important, girls basketball, Your team doesn't necessarily play better if you yell at the girls. Just found that out because I'm like, they're 10. They're 10.
Oh,
and they're still trying to figure out where they are and what to do with the ball, let alone have a grown man yelling at them.
Yeah, now, I was working out at the Y over the weekend, and one of the fun things is the workout gym kind of overlook, or the workout room overlooks the gym, and there's probably not 10-year-olds, but like 5, 6, 7-year-olds playing basketball, and they're just getting coordinated, and it's very fun. There's no yelling in that, as far as I can see.
You got to help them make the right decision and learn what they're trying to do. That's it. At the end of the day, if they can execute a pick and roll or see somebody open, doesn't matter if like they get the pass picked off or anything. If they saw someone open and made a move for that, I'm down for that. That's great. Like this, I care about development. Yes, I care about the winning, but if they lose, did you learn something? Did you play good defense? The things that you could control, did you do that? That's what I care about, but not... Now, I understand that in gyms, sometimes you have to yell, but there's like yelling to communicate, and there's yelling to, wow, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
But again, that's a choice for kids, and that's a choice for people to do. And speaking of school choice, that's not a really good transition, but Scott Ross did post a picture. This is what we have to talk about, the Supreme Court race, right?
Yeah, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian.
Man,
and let's
bring
it back to
off.
A little. We're catching up from over the weekend,
Those are important things to talk about.
Yeah, if you want to share a tangent with us that you had over the weekend, 844-967-2789. But I also saw this Scott Ross comparison from over the weekend, yes. Brian. So let's share it with the people.
So Scott Ross makes a point because Jennifer Doro, she's running for Supreme Court in this state. One of the four candidates there, you got Everett Mitchell, you got Janet Protasiewicz, and you have the cape wearing Dan Kelly. And the important thing is that these people are trying to show what they stand for and what they're into, but they can't necessarily say I'm going to rule this way because that's but without doing it.
Well, it's a nonpartisan race, so you're not supposed to do that. And conservatives were decrying foul when Protasiewicz said that the maps were rigged. Indicating that she's already projecting where her opinion is if a case were to come before her for, say, determining the constitutionality of the state maps that we have here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And, Janet Protasiewicz decided that she, and this is on her Twitter account, I believe, such a pleasure to attend the School Choice Wisconsin event at Discovery World in Milwaukee on Tuesday. I especially enjoyed meeting some of our School Choice students and their families. And again, listen, I'm not going to demonize the entire school choice thing, but again, there's no way to fund, I don't know, two school systems when we are not currently funding one.
You can't do it.
And the way that
math's not there.
And again, I don't want to say if you're going to a choice school that everything is horrible. I'm more just saying that, you know, the system, the way it works right now, isn't really good. And going more towards that way can lead down to some very bad things. And my point is, besides that, you know, school choice, maybe not the best thing to do. But if you're a candidate and you're signaling, hey, tell me how you're going to vote without telling me you're going to vote that way. That's what's going on here. And again,
well, Scott Ross was just calling it out on Twitter because he wants to see, you know, the state organizations, Wisconsin State Journal, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, so on and so forth, to see a story on Doro having to recuse in school privatization cases should the issue of constitutionality be revisited in the same way redistricting maps could be. So Scott's just pointing out, Scott Ross, friend of the show, pointing out that we should have the same take on it if that's the way that you're going to cover it.
Huh.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. He's Brian. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. We're going to try to get back on track for this Monday afternoon.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned. and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Still,
you just code switched. You just code switched so hard. You just went into the more sultry voice.
Yeah, and
you
that's just, fine. That's what I'm doing. It's just myself. Cool
yeah,
whip.
It's code
cool.
switch. You heard something and it triggered something else.
It's cool whip and it's cool whip. Cool that's smooth whip. Like Hall and Oates. So anyway, when I was working on the bars in Chicago, it was popular. There was a service called Call and Oates, where you'd call up and. There was this British woman who answered and said, "Welcome to Call & Oates. Press 1 for one-on-one." And it would play Call & Oates, like, songs for you. Like, and this was number one on the song. Also, someone has been in my head, and the algorithm has been in my head and posting things. So, Call & Oates, someone posted up a mashup of Call & Oates, I Can't Go For That, and... Nine Inch Nails closer.
Yeah. And I couldn't figure out which of the two songs were fast enough, so I just told Evan to play some Hall & Oates and play some Nine Inch Nails.
But it's okay. You don't want to play Closer here because it's not a.
No, you can't.
Listen, it's not, a fantastic it's song. I love. I grew up on Nine Inch Nails. It's fantastic.
FCC's but, listening. Mm-hmm. We can't play that one.
Yeah,
folks. But, and by the way, since the FCC's listening, welcome back to Dueling Tangents. We're on a little bit of a tangent, as we tend to do from time to time when it comes to music.
I love the Hall & Oates, man.
If you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. But yeah, little Hall & Oates in your brain because of the algorithms.
But the thing
listening.
Is, if you want to know what my musical tastes are, if you want to go and take the two extremes, I both love Hall & Oates and Nine Inch Nails and identify with their music. So that's pretty much the entire spectrum of all of music. So good for me. So again, all right. We're getting back to this Supreme Court race and Jennifer Doro and let's say another incongruent thought is, you know, what are you doing here at this school choice thing? And again, I want to point out what could possibly go wrong with the school choice thing. And I hesitate to go and say things that happen in the extreme or use, you know.
Well, no, you want to be very careful of the slippery slope argument. You
yes.
don't want to say that one decision will all of a sudden lead to this. But it's very hard, Brian, right now when we have on full display the state of Florida. Classrooms in Florida just emptying the shelves of their school libraries because of a Republican passed measure that said, we need to approve everything that is in our schools now. And so schools don't want to get dinged or fined or worse. So they're removing everything until they can go through the approval process.
Yes. Yet also in Florida, you can go to high schools specifically just for football and not go to class. Because there are several high schools that are specifically just for pro-level athletes to go to as a high school, but not to actually go to. They don't really have class. Daryl and I covered this whole entire situation a couple of years ago. It was a huge scandal on ESPN, and everyone's like, eh, whatever. But that's a result of lackadaisical, you know, just let the choice figure it out. Let's let school choice figure it out. What could possibly go wrong? And again, I hate to go and bring up things that are the extreme, but when they actually happen, let's say in the state of Ohio, where they also have a Republican gerrymandered rigged legislature, what could possibly go wrong? I don't know. There's a neo-Nazi homeschooling movement.
What?
Yeah. A neo-Nazi homeschooling movement. This was shared by Craig Calcaterra in his morning newsletter with me.
Brian, when you shared this to me, I literally thought this was like some kind of SNL skit. Like, no. this was like a comical, so far out there that it couldn't possibly be real. But no, this is a network of parents homeschooling on the ideology of Nazi Germany.
Nazis. And this is from the article that that Craig Calcaterra quotes. Dissident homeschool is called Dissident Homeschool. It's a popular neo-Nazi Telegram messenger channel with over 2,300 subscribers that focuses on homeschooling children with an emphasis on Nazi principles. The channel is run by two individuals who call themselves Mr. Saxon and Mrs. Saxon. Lest we be accused of calling anyone we disagree with Nazi, it is worth noting that Mr. and Mrs. Saxon are literally Nazis, and they are not shy to use the term in Telegram channel and discussion. They frequently express a reverence for Adolf Hitler and his Nazi regime. On the occasion of reaching their 1,000th subscriber, Mrs. Saxon posts a photo of boys performing a Nazi salute and spelled out their mission. It fills my heart with joy to know there is such a strong base of homeschoolers and homeschool-interested National Socialists. Hail victory.
But let's just deregulate our schools and...
What could go wrong?
Just do away with the Department of Education, do away with anything, just expand vouchers. Anybody can go anywhere, and we're going to fund two systems with one budget and pick winners and losers.
Please understand, I'm not trying to cause fear. I'm not telling you that people are doing this right now in Wisconsin, because I do not know that. But you could very easily see this happening in things like, I don't know, Keel or places that rhyme with Baraboo or are Baraboo, probably Baraboo. That'd be my guess.
Well, it's disturbing, Brian, that the trends have seen only more and more of stories like this over recent years. That these aren't one-offs. These are a network of 2,300 parents homeschooling their children in that ideology. And
are you saying this isn't a one-on-one off?
I see what you did there.
Look, I just want to play the game, man, all right?
Oh, man. Is that Colin Hoates?
It's still Colin Hoates. Is
that still a line that you can call?
I'm going to find out. There you go. I'm going to spend the break trying to figure out Colin Hoates. I'm not going to get ready for the next thing.
No. We just fire off the tangents at will.
No, so I got them lined up here. Like, this is, we're following a script here. This isn't like... I mean, I'm not completely pulling this off. Like,
see, I thought I got my fill for Hall & Oates when I was producing Up North News with Pat Krylow.
Dude, you never get your fill for Hall & Oates.
Are you sure?
Luke, I'm as your radio partner, I'm just telling you, you may be straying into a wrong opinion area. That's just...
Okay. Fair enough. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. Those phone lines are open.
Called the FCC.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Club Forest Bar and Restaurant and the Southwood County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving our char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is asking the public for help in locating Kenneth E. Newell, Jr. Kenneth has an active warrant through the Department of Corrections and Division of Community Corrections. Kenneth Newell Jr. is a white male, 37 years old, with brown hair and brown eyes. He is 5'9" tall and weighs 190 pounds. If you see Kenneth or have information on his whereabouts, please contact the Adams County Sheriff's Office at 608-339-3304 or your local law enforcement agency. Stevens Point man, 20-year-old Elier Bravo de Leon, has been charged with 7 counts, including 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Bravo de Leon attacked a 32-year-old woman in her home on December 20th. A 7-year-old child was also injured. Bravo de Leon has pleaded not guilty. He is in the Portage County Jail on a $5 million cash bond. In sports, the Eagles and Chiefs will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 4 above. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 12 below. Tonight, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 11. Partly cloudy skies Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 22. 19 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
They have it on your smartphone or other devices by going to the Apple or Google Play Store. Search Civic Media, and it will pop up. You can take us with you. You can jump from station to station. You can listen to all the fine programming across the network. And it's a pretty neat app, Bri.
It is a pretty neat app. While you're driving, you can switch to different stations as you go. You can change around depending on how your interaction is with your your car, but mine, I have a nice little screen. And when I'm driving, if let's say there's like three different high school basketball games going on around the state, I can choose to go to three different basketball games. If during the football season, we were covering like, I don't know, there's at least four markets that have high school football right now.
Yeah,
at least
three or four easily.
You could, on a Friday night, you could go through, and especially if you're a high school football fan, you can go through and see and listen to different games being called around the state. And, you know, they're live local coverage, guys. This is what we're all about here at Civic Media. It's fantastic. What we're able to do, what we're able to do now with what we have is amazing. I'm telling you, and Cruddy keeps talking about building the Death Star. We are building it right now. The parts are arriving. I get text as we're doing the show. Sometimes when I'm gone, it's because I'm building parts of the Death Star and things like that. So hopefully no one will find an exhaust port and blow us up.
Hopefully.
More than likely it'll be ourselves, but then, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
That's a tangent for another day.
That's true.
You want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. You can be like Joanne here in Madison. Joanne, what's on your mind for this Monday afternoon?
Yeah, just a quickie, and then I have my comment. I just followed a Dan Kelly commercial. I think people have noted this. I'm not sure if you know what commercials are being covered. And I know that Crudy and all of that, we need money. But just to note, we hear that the commercial, and it was a cheesy commercial. I mean,
oh, it's
on.
Awful.
They gotta put some money into this. Okay, but my comment is my thanks for your bringing up the school issue in Florida. Those school libraries are very, very important to kids. We're spending all this time and effort thinking about what TikTok is doing to kids' brains. How would you feel if your school library that you cherish, that's important to you, gets emptied? And why? I think the kids' angle is not manifested enough in this. I think that's why it's not the big issue it should be. This should be the second issue. Of course, the Memphis issue is number one, with the five beater uppers. But this should be the second. I mean, this will be devastating. So thank you so much for bringing it up as a tangent, and being the people you are. This is the greatest show, one of the greatest shows that the station carries. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Joanne.
Thanks, Joanne. Yeah, that's where we're going next. But man, you can't really empty out the libraries lest you repeat the same history over and over again. And oh my goodness, what would happen if you read a book that you didn't agree with, and then you'd have to talk about it with somebody, and maybe, my goodness, you might have a different opinion on the whole thing, or maybe you'd be able to talk about things in an open way, like, I don't know, the adults you're trying to be when you're in high school. I had the benefit of being taught by largely a lot of Jesuit brothers and a lot of pretty open-minded folks that really made me think about things and would put things to challenge me, not necessarily because they believed them, but just to challenge my thought process so that I'd have, I don't know, a well-rounded way of thinking. Maybe a reasonable way of thinking, and you don't necessarily think in the world in terms of black and white, and that's what happens when you limit people's information.
Yeah, there are very few things that you could do worse than just trying to completely censor the options for. Just because you don't agree with something does not mean that it needs to be banned. Like, it is coddling individuals and being like, no, that is too difficult of a subject, or that's a subject that's too messy, Brian, that we don't want to teach you on. We think that the part of queer theory in AP American history is not something that should be in our classroom, so we are just going to shelter you from it and never discuss it and prevent it from being taught in our schools, and then act like it is such a surprise when where we go in, as a society, is where we go, because it is just the banning of the books is just the biggest sign to tell you that you should go and read that book. If somebody is trying to prevent you from reading a book, you have to ask why they wouldn't want you to read it.
If you don't like an idea, maybe you can, I don't know, formulate your own argument and ideas as to why that idea is incorrect. Einstein was famous for saying, like, somebody once said, oh, I'm going to get 99 scientists to go and prove you wrong. And he's like, if I was wrong, you'd only need one.
Oh, is that
because that's how science works.
Edison said I didn't fail 999 times to invent a light bulb. It was, I don't know.
A whole bunch of other people failed 199 times for him to claim that he invented the light bulb, but it was other people's work. But again, it took someone to collaborate that. He was George Lucas in that way. But that's a long other tangent. So many tangents here. All right, so look. I cut myself off with my own.
I knocked you off balance.
No, that's good. We're going to go into the Tyree Nichols, and there's no really good way to get into that.
But again, Joanne alluded to it, how it is a top story to discuss. And for those who are unaware, last Friday, 6 p.m. on a Friday, Brian, yep. Definition of a news dump.
Yep.
The Memphis Police Department was preparing the public release of body cam footage that displayed a horrendous act of police brutality. And I didn't watch the video because I don't need to know. I don't need to watch the video to know that it happened. I truly believe that we have all become a little bit too numb, and for some people I understand that you need to watch the violence to see it. You need the
certain people do. I'm not judging you if you have to, but that's awful, and I don't need to see it myself.
Right, and so I didn't watch the footage myself. A sixth individual from the Memphis Police Department has been put on leave as of today in the events that led to the death of somebody that was beat to death. And the police report at the time, Brian, is just disturbing after the fact, because that's what I've seen the most this weekend since the I refuse to watch the video. I can't do it.
I'm already angry enough.
Yeah.
And sad.
Sad, upset, depressed. A lot of different things when time after time after time we see these stories of police brutality. And one of the interesting dynamics of the then public comments, or the then comments from the police department, talking about the routine nature of the police describing the events that led up to this individual being hospitalized and ultimately dying, was how routine, how banal, how by the book the write-up sound was written. And the cops portrayed the event as if they did nothing wrong. And I don't have an answer for how this gets fixed, but it is all too often that we have to talk about these stories, and it doesn't get any easier.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start here. Machiavelli. I'm going to go with Machiavelli. The best shield a ruler has is the love of the people. If you are a public servant, if you are seeking to, let's say, run for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, or you are a police officer, putting yourself on the line, in the line of duty, all those catchphrases you want to go and say, your best shield, your 100% best shield, is public perception. If that is tarnished, that puts good cops at risk. If you don't have swift accountability, if you don't have swift transparency, I'm happy it was released, but why is it released on a Friday afternoon?
At 6 p.m.
Public perception is the best shield for any public figure. And we are lucky enough to be joined by a public figure right now. Maggie Dawn is on the line. How are you, Maggie Dawn?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Full of magic and wonder and a little bit of despair and dismay and upsettedness. So we're tangenting, so we don't have to necessarily, but we have to talk about this situation and keep the anger in our bellies, but in a reasonable way.
Yeah. On that point, I did just want to offer a potential counter argument to the not watching the footage. And that is, I think it really is incumbent upon all of us to watch the footage. In the same vein that, you know, Emmett Till's mother asked for her son to be photographed and for that to be shared widely, bearing witness, as horrifying as it is, especially for white people, I think is an imperative. You can't talk about it purely by reading the accounts without really reliving the horror of that by watching the actual footage of the video, which is absolutely horrifying, which puts into a much more visceral context the tension that you guys are talking about between the original accounts of that stop from the Memphis Police Department and what you can observe with your own eyes. I think people of color need to make and have every right to make a different decision about whether to watch that footage again, because it is so traumatizing and is much closer to their daily lived experiences. But I think especially for white folks, it's really incumbent upon us to sit down and watch that footage and bear witness to what has been going on and will continue to go on until we can figure out what are the obstacles. I think we have to identify the obstacles to meaningful reform. And I will just offer this up as one of those potential obstacles, and that is police unions. In almost every major urban jurisdiction, police unions will fight tooth and nail any sort of reform effort. And it is because of that and because of the various procedures and processes that attend to disciplining and terminating officers that you so very rarely see termination or meaningful discipline. And it all relates to collective bargaining. So I just wanted to offer those two observations, yeah. Gents, and wish you well in your last segment coming up. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that, Maggie.
Yeah, thank you very much, Maggie. I really appreciate it.
I did not view it from that lens. I agree that is an excellent counterpoint.
I'm lucky enough to have had a teacher in junior high. I went to a Catholic high school in Nashua, New Hampshire. And I had a religion teacher, Mr. Cloutier, Thomas Cloutier. And he made us watch the Emmett Till wake. We watched it. Black and white. I remember being kind of horrified and a little bit traumatized and sad as a kid, but because I watched that perspective has greatly informed who I am and where I look at things and how I look at things. Because even me in Whitey White Town, New Hampshire, being exposed by something that horrific, which again, going back to what Joanne was talking about, is being pulled out of schools so that people don't have that experience. And when they see things like, they're just some cops doing some bad things. Okay. It's so much more than that.
Yeah. And I think Maggie also makes an excellent point about the police unions. I think it was telling how bad this film was going to be when those five Memphis cops were fired without any argument from the union. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left of the day. Plenty of time for your tangents.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs,
part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in a wreck.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Reznor, I was trying to get my mic up, so I just, it's great. My buddy Jason used to get his hair was the same, and he just we had a lot of fun with our fake microphones, doing a little bit of the air guitar championships are right up my wheelhouse. I'm really good at lip syncing. The lip syncing battles are just. Yeah. I need to be famous enough for Fallon to get me on to do a lip sync battle, because
that's the ultimate goal of what we're doing here.
That's really what it's about. Truth, justice, all that type of stuff. But really, Nine Inch Nails on Jimmy Fallon. I think that'd be great. I mean, the guy's an Oscar winner, so it's Fallon, right?
Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents. We're having some fun with these real mics, not just the fake ones. But if you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. It's good. It all makes a whole lot more sense now, Brian, that I just put it through that lens, that everything that you're doing is just to get famous enough to be on Lip Sync Battle.
I don't want I don't really care about the fame as much as I just think it'd be awesome to have a Lip Sync Battle, and I think I could do really well.
Well, let's head back over to the phone lines. We got Jack and Merrimack calling in. Jack, what's on your mind today?
Well, just a short comment. I've heard several conservative commentators, conservative is a nice word, I wouldn't call them that, but anyway, saying that because there were five black officers involved in this murder, this is black-on-black violence. And either these people have not got any kind of a clue about what institutional racism is, or they're pretending not to. And I would rather, I believe it's the latter.
Jack, I'm sorry to cut you off there, but are you trying to say that these people aren't listening to, let's say, reason?
Well, yeah. Truth be told. Racism causes virtually everybody in the institution to have a particular attitude towards a particular group of people. And it doesn't make any difference if those people are black, if they're white, whatever their ethnic heritage or their race may be. The institution has drummed this fear and these ideas into them. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I can totally see that, Jack. And for me, rather than getting into, because I completely agree with you, I understand, that's a quagmire of a public discussion to get into as far as this goes, which is why I'm going to go ahead and reemphasize what Ben Crump was saying last weekend. Ben Crump is the lawyer who also, he pops up in a lot of these things. He's he generally has the right thing to say at the time, at least I've found. Anyway, his take on it was, this is now the standard. This is how every single incident of this nature should be held. No matter how bad, you're going to show me a worse video than this? okay, there's probably a bunch of worse videos than this. But my point is look, man, you've got to show transparency. Again, like I said before, public perception is your best shield, and taking care of and disciplining bad cops is your best shield to help the good cops, because there are many more of those. But again, it's not about how many of this good cop, bad cop type of thing. It's you. If you find the bad cops, have a method to get rid of them quickly and publicly and severely, because otherwise you're going to have things like people don't trust cops anymore. Oh my goodness, why is that? Why is this happening? And then you have, you know, people putting up stickers, you know, a thin blue line on the back of their vehicle. But we all know that's not necessarily a thin blue line. It's just saying, by the way, I am pretty back in the bad stuff. And it's just it's disheartening.
Well, the hard part for me to swallow as well is just the fact that this was a unit. A Scorpion unit is how it was described. They went to the areas that the police department determined had the most crime and probably did acts not as egregious as this, but in this similar vein, Brian, to other individuals down in Memphis. And this is something mm-hmm. that the department was condoning. It was applauded, talking about how the Scorpion unit was cleaning up crime and how frustrating it is when we boil these issues down to the talking points, and then you get the people talking about, well, we need to be tougher on crime, and then things like a Scorpion unit are what come about the mindset that we need to get tougher on crime.
You've been watching Law and Order and Chicago PD way too much. That's pretty much it. And even then, a lot of the earlier Law and Orders, they were dealing with, you know, when do police go too far? What is that line? How far is it? Where is that? These are the, and now it's just, those are bad people and we've got to take them down. And okay, you got a voice like this, but now we got to take them down. And sometimes I got to bend the rules to make it so. And it's just, we can't look at everything through the lens of a TV show, even though that's literally what this entire show is about. But it's because people communicate that way now. That's how people look at things. They don't see five cops out there. They're like, I wonder if one of those was like, you know, one of the cops on you know, Chicago PD, and looking through that lens, you know, oh, that's like that one episode that I saw the other day. The discussion is a lot more real and a lot more, you know, I don't know, when somebody gets beaten to death and now on national television in front of your eyes. And again, there's nobody going, well, he deserved it. Or nobody's saying, oh, what'll he, if he didn't just, because does anyone really know why he was stopped? Have we figured that out yet? No, have we decided what he was even stopped for? This wasn't even part of the discussion. We haven't even talked about what this guy did, if anything, that deserved such a beatdown. How horrible, was he such a threat? I don't even know if the guy had a weapon. Did it even matter?
No, having a weapon on you does not condone five police officers killing you, beating you to death. And, yeah, this is a very difficult story to discuss, Brian, because, again, you can't boil this stuff down to the talking points. But when you do, you get the environment that this happens in. And so that's why we have to talk about these things. It's why we have to kick around the nuances. It's why we have to go and tell you how things are related. Because far too often, it's not easy to dissect within an hour.
Folks, brutally killing people and then telling the public to only respond peacefully is one of the most wildly absurd things that's normalized, as people kill more people yearly. When they say peace, they mean respect and accept the state's monopoly on violence. So when people are out there protesting and really angry, don't go, why are you being so mad?
Calm down.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.